Welcome to the Macro Millionaire Podcast with Jesse and Erica Dale, where we explore how to get the most out of life, focusing on purpose, passion, and prosperity.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode with Macro Millionaire, Dale. And last week we talked to you kind of about some of the things we've overcome in our marriage, some of the mistakes we've made and what we did, what we've learned, how we've grown. And so we wanted to keep with that theme of marriage. You know, one of the things that we strive for is abundance in all area of lives. That's what we want our people that we help coach and people that we surround ourselves with to succeed in as well. And so marriage is one of those areas. And Jesse and I always say the three biggest reasons that people tend to get divorced are sex, money, and in-laws. And so today we want to talk about those three areas inside of your marriage and how the devil comes to attack it, how those areas can demolish your marriage if you're not aware, I guess, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing to all our listeners, we're trying to get more real and really outside of our comfort zone to apply value and produce value for the listeners. I think that we kind of like struck some good positive nerves last week. We had some funny conversations on our podcast from last week, and we're really trying to do that. So this might be a more of an adult podcast if you are listening with kids in the car. And again, we're really, really trying to get deep into those topics that we're all thinking, but nobody wants to talk about. So without further ado, the biggest way that the universe, or if you're a Christ follower, the devil is going to try to destroy your marriage is going to be sex. And I remember, and Eric and I, we just had a conversation this morning. Our sex life has gone to a 7, which is good. 7 is good. And by the way, if you know my rating system, I don't believe in 1s. I don't believe in 10s.
Yeah. Good luck if you guys own an Airbnb with this one here.
Well, don't worry. Hey, a 4.
I'll do all the reviews.
A 4 is a great rating.
Airbnb, dude.
You want a perfect rating? You're trying to say someone's perfect? No.
For Airbnb, yes.
That's weird. All right. So when I say 7, it was good. You know, it's good sex life. But here's the thing. And I know Erica doesn't like this terminology. I don't like this terminology. But when people say like, hey, Jesse, how high do you want to jump? Let's just say I want to be a basketball player. I'll be like Michael Jordan. I go to the best of the best. Hey, how much money do you want to make? Warren Buffett. Or is it Jimmy Buffett? Whatever the Buffett guy is, it's got all the bills.
Warren.
You know, hey, Jesse, how much faith do you want to have? Danny Anderson. You know, I want Danny Anderson. He's our pastor over at Emmanuel Church. Awesome man. Great man to follow. He has a podcast, the Breakthrough Podcast, so check that out. So I go to the best of the best to model my behavior. Learn that from Tony Robbins. So when Eric and I would be like, well, what about sex? I'd be like, I want a porn star sex life. Now, we're going to talk about porn here in a bit, and we're actually extremely anti-porn, but that's just the first thing that rolled off the top of my head.
Yeah, know? I prefer to not have that because of that. One, it's fake, but we'll dive into the
fake
porn.
Snake.
But it's fake. It's not real.
Yeah, 100%. But when you tend to think of, hey, like, what's your barometer for your sex life? That's what kind of rolled off the tip of my tongue.
I got you. I know Jesse's heart. And I know that he's anti-porn as well, so I get where he's coming from.
Right.
But I think we could probably dig deeper and come up with someone else. How about the Bowers?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. So basically what I'm saying is you find people who have what you want at the most abundant level and model that behavior. So let's just kind of talk about how the devil hit in this area and how we work through this with some real, real kind of steps for our listeners to take home. Because here's the thing, I have never met a divorced couple, including myself, I was married 13 years, who was like, man, we had the best intimate life ever, but, you know, we still got divorced. I'd never heard that. As a matter of fact, when I ask, hey, you know, when was the last time you guys had sex prior to the divorce? I hear like 2 years. Mm-hmm. I hear a year. I hear 5 years.
Yeah. You know? And it's funny because we're going to talk about three topics. But I think even if the other two topics aren't great, I think that if you have a rocking sex life, the others will eventually fall into place or you can even overcome them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I do think the others will hinder your sex life too. I think they all play a role and they tie in together. But go ahead with, let's continue.
So let's look at, we had a blowout fight 2.5 months ago over sex. And it was a blowout, man. It was like the gloves are off and whatnot. And one of Erica's awesome things, because you know she has her master's degree in school counseling, and so she knows the psychology. She did this when we were dating. Is one of Erica's awesome questions is that what you want? And I think that was her way of saying, like, not consciously, but being like, that's weird. You need to go explore that because that's not normal. That's how I felt. I don't think she's making me try to feel that way, but she would always be like, is that what you want? So I would bring something out. Normally it would be a want or a desire in the bedroom. Bonk, 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 you know. And she would be like, well, is that what you want? And it would shut it down. I'd actually start to feel shameful and be like, no, I'm just joking. You know, no, that's not what I want at all. I'm just playing, you know. My buddy and I were talking about that. And ew, that's nasty. You know? But I wasn't being genuine and authentic. But what was cool is this is going to kind of lead into the porn thing, and then we're going to come back, is porn was used to be something that I thought was a victimless crime. I was completely naive. This was probably 7-8 years ago. I was just like, oh, no, it's totally cool, you know. And at one point, I'm like, hey, let's bring porn into the bedroom, man. Just get things ready and whatnot. And Erica was like, well, let's first off decide why. You know, I was never like into porn necessarily. You know, I was a 16-year-old kid. Someone threw me a magazine in high school or 14. I was like, oh, cool.
Sure. It's all around us, so.
Yeah, and then I found, you know, it's website. I just figured it was like victimless. And Erica was like, well, is that what you want? And I went and like kind of dove in, like, well, what is the deal? What's the deal with porn? And our pastor did a really, really good message. This was actually this year on the negative detriments of porn, what it does to the brain. And here's the thing. I researched and dove into that industry, the sex trafficking. You couldn't pay me. If you came to my house with $20 million and said, watch this porn, I would burn the money and punch you in the face. You know, it was literally a flip switched.
Yeah.
So just if anyone does think that porn is victimless or cool, I would take Erica's advice, be like, hey, why do you want that? And go and dive into that industry. It is vile. It is disgusting. I don't know how it's legal. And there's psychological studies as far as what it does to your brain. And I'm going to tell you, 90% of porn that you watch is done unwillingly, is done forcefully.
Yeah, that ended it real quick for you.
Yeah, sure. No, like, so, and again, it was not like a common thing. It was just like, hey, man, this is cool. And this might be an enhancer. So I think that when you have a want and desire, you want to kind of research why you want that desire. So now let's go back to the blowout fight. Okay. So, you know, I'm like, well, you know, I want to research why. You know, maybe I'm a weirdo. Maybe I need to go and get like therapy and, you know, for having these weird desires. And everything we talk about here, by the way, team, is between man and wife. Okay. So I think that goes without saying. But I did research and I was like, holy cow, this is a normal thing. And then it opened up the dialogue, because I think that, I don't want to speak for Erica, but I think that a lot of females, when men bring up maybe their desires, there's a feeling of disrespect. Mm. Like, you want to do what? That's disrespectful. Would you kind of agree?
Yeah, and you got to remember, men and women are wired differently.
Totally.
So the things that maybe a female desires or a male desires, the other sex may not understand that, which is why I think it's important that first subtopic here is to open up about your wants and desires, but also to understand why those are your wants and desires so that you can communicate that to your spouse.
Yes. And I remember I had this research article and I ran to Erica and I'm like, babe, look, I'm not a weirdo. It's science. Every man wants this. And I was like so happy. And it just really evolved that we were able to talk about that. And I think that there was probably a level of trust, because you've seen me put the research into the porn stuff and I was like, oh my God, that is disgusting.
Right.
So, and I think that that's a big step, is the husband or the wife needs to understand that there is nothing that the opposite party would ever do to disrespect that person.
Yeah.
I think that's huge, but I think some of those wants or desires may be interpreted as disrespectful, and you got to go deeper. You got to go, okay, why do you want this? Let's really dive a little bit deeper into you. So men, you got to dive first, figure out yourself, why your own why, do your own research, I would say, before even proposing that into the bedroom, I would say.
Yeah, I agree. And I listened to something the other day, I don't know what podcast it was, but the the speaker was basically saying, like, in these situations too, just because they're your wants and your desires, you shouldn't be, you shouldn't expect the other partner, the spouse, to just be like, okay, let's just do it.
Right,
like, you know, you can't just jump from zero to 100 in some of those situations. Like, you do need to discuss and communicate and have an understanding. And I think that that's super important to remember.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And respect that I have a, I just got off the phone on a conversation with this, with a fellow lion on this. And like him and I were saying, he's like, dude, I don't want to do anything that she does not love. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, this isn't about me, but I do want to introduce new things. I mean, they've been married, geez, 15 plus years, I think, several kids. So they do want to keep things growing. And I think that's really what it is. I don't like the vernacular, the porn star bedroom, but a growing sex life. Yeah. How can you keep your sex life growing and not allow stagnation to set in? And I would say another step, so first, and, you know, I'm talking to the men here, express your desires. Don't be shameful for expressing them, but find out why and do some research, mm-hmm. you know, on those things. And then the other thing I would say is get around others that you can discuss these things with. Because I think, Eric, and I don't want to speak for you, but I think that's kind of helped you, is realizing that, hey, other females and other like couples talk about these things too.
Yeah, I think that's probably the biggest one. I think if you do that, it allows you to open up and begin to communicate those things, because now, again, it's normalized. And when you see, like, oh, well, if they, you know, are having sex 7 times a week and they've got 3 kids and this and that.
Right.
And it just opens your eyes to growth and to what's possible. And I think that we as humans need that in every area in our life, but especially when it comes to your marriage and your sex life.
Yeah. So we're going to move on to the next topic. But if you're listening right now, men, and your sex life isn't where you want it to be, get around the people that are like, hey, when you have kids, that's just how it is. Get around the fakers and get around people who are making this work. Forge relationships with them. Open up a bottle of wine or a bottle of non-alcoholic beer or whatever, and have a campfire discussion. And that takes a lot of trust. It might take a year to really cultivate that type of relationship where you and your wife could really go to them with open hearts and open minds and have those discussions. But those relationships do take cultivation. I would say we have.
This is a big topic, guys. This isn't something that I don't think most people are just going to open up. Especially females, I think. Agreed. This isn't locker room talk, you know. And
right.
if I know, and Jesse doesn't do this, but if he were to have locker room talk and I'm not around, like, that's going to hurt my feelings.
Oh, never.
Because it's such a private, intimate act. But also, with that being said, men, and I'm going to address the females. We should probably just do an entire episode on sex.
Yeah, right.
If men, if you are not having the amount of sex you want with your wife, again, this is about marriage, guys. What needs of hers are you maybe not fulfilling?
Right.
And I want you to take a deep look, because that's sometimes a hard, like, audit of yourself. But women are emotional beings. So if she is not wanting to have sex, there's probably something that you're not fulfilling, and you may not even know it. Women, if your man wants to have more sex and you're not willing, you need to explore why that is too. Is it something that's not being met? Are you holding back? And women cheat too, guys. Like we say, this is something that will demolish your marriage. When a woman cheats, it's because her needs aren't being met emotionally. When a man cheats, it's because his needs are not being met physically. And it has to be give and take on both ends. But you guys have to have that communication and understanding of each other, because it tends to be, when it gets to that point, it's really hard to come back from.
Yeah. And one thing that we learned from one of the couples that's leveled us up, and this is kind of direct, but he's like, I don't leave the home and go into environments. Like, let's say they're going out on a date night, or he's going into the gym, and in the gym you're going to see a lot of, like, attractive women with their spandex. He goes, I don't go in those environments with one in the chamber. My wife don't allow it. Yeah, and I'm sorry, that might seem a little bit crass, but that is the real deal. I know that when we go out into those environments, or we're just going out on date night, you know, you just don't look. You know, you just don't, you don't look. Or if you do, you do take a glance. It's like a millionth of a second glance. You know, I like how Pastor Danny said, you don't go to the brink of the cliff.
Yeah, don't, you know, put yourself, I mean, into,
yeah, because then a gust of wind can come and now you're over the cliff. You stay far away from the brink of the cliff. And I think that that's one way to do it, is just, you just don't look. Yes, men are physical in nature. And I know that that's been a, something that's helped me quite a bit. I just quit looking.
You know? But you're typically, you're looking because you're not being fulfilled.
Yeah.
And it's not okay. Sure. It's not justifying it. But it's the same thing for a woman. When she starts to get some of that attention, if she's not getting it, it's very easy to be like, well, that feels really good.
Yeah.
So you have to put that person, put your spouse above you. And I promise you, when you start doing those things, what you want is going to happen.
Yeah. Or above your work. I know Eric and I tick and talk at different times. Like, I'm like, I tick at night, man. I was born at night. I've got energy at night. It's like,
listen, if it hits a certain hour and you've put food in my belly, right, and we've got a veg out TV show, like, I'm done.
Done.
It's kind of like that. Like, oh, you hit the midnight hour, the clock struck midnight, and Erica's done. She's
right.
Asleep.
But a lot of times, like in the middle of the day, Erica would just want to talk or just hug or just, you know, get, kind of debrief a little bit. And I'll be in the middle of something. This is something that I have to learn. I attribute this from us going from a 7 to an 8.5. Is,
oh, you didn't mention
put the phone down, Jesse. You know, and I figure, come on, baby, see, I'm working here. But no, it's, you never should be too busy to acknowledge someone that wants a hug. And why would you not? I mean, a hug is more important than the Zoom call you're getting on in a minute.
Yeah.
You know?
We have a couple in our lives who the wife has like made it her mission that when the husband is on a call or a call, and obviously she knows the difference of like, this is vital. He absolutely cannot be
distracted.
But she's made it her mission to be like, I'm going to make him hang up that call early. So have fun with it. Like, life is too short to not... you know, tease your husband or, you know, all the fun things. So
yeah, and that's another good point is Eric and I were doing what we call date nights. They weren't date nights. They were double, triple date nights, or, you know, it wasn't just the two of us. And we started going back, hey, just the two of us this time. And dressing up, that's huge.
Yeah. And you know what? Let's expand these three into the next three episodes, because I think we can make this an hour podcast.
Yeah, and that's a good point.
I mean, it's so vital though. That's why I want to just hit this one topic today, because this is vital. I mean, my heart hurts when I hear married couples tell me the little amount of sex that they're having.
Oh gosh, forget married couples. How about married couples that we personally know?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Just like, and I always think like, gosh, if that's where your sex life is with your partner, your married husband, your married wife, how far are you? Like, how far down are you? And how long is it going to take to circle this back?
Right.
You know, we talked about our friends here, the ones that like to tease each other, and they didn't realize, like, that they were the exception. They thought, no, all married couples have a lot of sex. And we were like, no, they don't.
Right.
That you're the exception. They're like, no. So they put us to the test, and they actually went and spoke to some different couples that they had forged relationships with, again, appropriate timing, and they had built some trust and rapport, and they brought up their sex life and the amount of sex they were having. And these two other couples, well, one was an engaged couple, so they excited the engaged couple because they're like, oh my gosh, we have so much to look forward to, because they were not yet having sex. Awesome.
Right.
The other married couple had no kids, had been married for like 15, 16 years, and they thought once a week was like, yeah, man. So they help them up level their marriage, because they're like, if these people have kids and work and do all the things, like, oh, we can do so much better. And so it's just kind of that awareness piece, guys. And that's why we're talking to you about it, because it is important.
Right.
It's important.
And I would say we were once a weekers.
Yeah.
One and a half.
Maybe more than one, but.
Yeah. I think I deleted my Excel sheet where I would try.
Oh my gosh.
Don't ever. Who is it? Our buddy Frank gave us the best marital advice ever. Yeah, hey, Frank, hopefully you're still listening. But anyway, and he said, you don't keep track, and that is very true.
And that's in everything.
Yeah, that's
in everything. Don't keep track. But guys, listen, a really good piece of advice that one of my good friends gave me many, many years ago about marriage was, don't ever deny your spouse when it comes to sex.
Yeah.
And listen, what that means too, and this is more for the guys, because I think the guys are more of the pursuer, and I think that they should be, right, as a female. If you know your wife doesn't feel good, and now girls, don't be using that as an excuse. Yeah, that's right. BS. Don't do that.
Got a headache.
But if you know, like, if I have a sinus infection and I've been laying in bed because I can't freaking see and I can't breathe, and Jesse comes over and that's just kind of dumb on his part. But don't deny your spouse. That is like, it's just so easy, so simple, but so mind-blowing if you think about it.
Yeah. And for men, it's probably not the best idea. Remember, there's different levels of, because we're domestic. You can't be 40 years old and be like, cool, we listen to this episode. We're going to try all the things now. Let's go to Cirilla's. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, Cirilla's is weird, first off. Yeah, like, dude, even weird. If you have the best sex life, it's awkward
in there. It's awkward. But guys, there is going to be, you're going to have to go through steps. And our goal is for this podcast to be step one, to get you guys to think. And because if you guys are doing it once a week, don't lie to yourself and be like, we have a great sex. No, I guarantee that a lot of people are struggling with this.
Yeah.
But then don't lie to yourself and be like, well, this is just how it is. And no, get around people that you can have these conversations with.
Yep.
You know, and if you live in India and you know we're out and about and you're a good, trusting, growth-driven, Christ-following human being, come on over. We'll talk like we have with many couples, but you've got to get around. You got to get out of necessity and into the realms of possibility.
Yeah. Another thing is just quit letting things be your excuse.
Yeah.
I'm tired. The kids were crap today. The job, the boss yelled at me. Like, those are legit things. But if you allow them to creep into your sex life once, it's going to become twice. It's going to become five times. It's going to become like, now we're not having sex, but once a month.
Right. One of the things too, although they're cool too, Rachel and Tony.
Yeah.
I love this. They taught me. See, guys, when you're around all these people, you get these ideas that just level you up. So anyway, remember when they were like, they were at like a pub or something. Yeah. What's that?
They might not want us to share their sex life with
Shoot. All right. Well, anyway, spontaneous.
Spice it up, guys.
Yeah, spontaneous. Being spontaneous is cool.
Yeah, I actually just listened. I saw a post the other day. You know, we live our lives on social media because that's how we work our businesses. But also, I learned from things. But this lady said that every Wednesday night, her husband uses the app Open Table, and he reserves a dinner spot for them. And then he texts her and he says, Union 50, 7 p.m., no phones allowed. And so their rule is every Wednesday they have a dinner date somewhere. So obviously they've got sitters in line or whatever they've got. That's their date night. They leave their phones and their computers in their car and they are not allowed to talk about work. That is huge. And guys, I mentioned that your wife needs to be, you know, stimulated emotionally. That's one way to do it. Go and have a conversation. Go and again, get to know your spouse outside of the work and the struggles and right, the kids and the stresses and God knows what else is going on in our lives, because we all have it.
Right.
That is one way to just keep that romance going.
Yeah. We met a couple in our travels, and what happened in a circumstance with them is that they were at somewhere. And it was, I think it was a bar and there was a hotel attached. And I think the wife went to use the bathroom or something. She was gone like a little long, like maybe 10 minutes or whatever. Didn't think nothing of it. And she came back and she threw a room key on the table. How spontaneous was that?
Yep.
I remember that couple. They were just cool. And they were a great couple. They were Christ followers. Like, you know, they lived what I would call the macro millionaire life, growing in all the areas. But that, I'd never even thought of that. I was like, man, I'm going to try that next time we're at a hotel that is attached to a pub or something.
Yes, so spice it up. Have fun with it. And again, communicate. Communicate your wants, your desires. Communicate your dislikes. But also, like Jesse said, and he's opened my eyes to this a lot, is why are they your dislikes? Is it a dislike because society tells you that it should be? Is it a dislike because of the way you were raised and you were shunted maybe as a child? Like, there's so much, everything stems back to your childhood. So,
right,
you know,
right,
just make sure you're at least being aware and having an open mind.
Yeah, and it's going to be a process. I don't know if I'll ever walk into a Cirilla's again, maybe, but if I do, it's uber awkward, man.
It's awkward.
They're so professional.
It's awkward.
Talk about
but at the end of the day, guys, you know, we're believers, and our pastor, Danny, and his wife, Jackie, did a 2 or 3 week series.
Yeah, check that out at Emmanuel
Church.
Yeah,
it's on marriage. But one of the things they said is, you know, like, God gave us the gift of sex.
Right.
He wants it. You know, I think we're the only mammals that have sex for pleasure.
Yeah, I think dolphins do.
And dolphins, okay.
Yeah.
So he gave us that gift. Yes, it's also to procreate and to all of that. But it's sacred to your marriage, and
absolutely.
It's crucial to your marriage.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So if you're just starting to have these conversations with your significant other, maybe sex is too strong a word, just say intimacy. Hey, babe, can we talk about our intimate life?
Yep.
Awesome.
And start small. Take those baby steps. But
yeah.
Man, we want you guys to go out and experience it and get back to where you were or get back to where you've never been. Again, inside of that coveted marriage.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, hey, thanks for tuning in. We're going to talk about the other two things that the universe, the devil uses to attack your marriages that have definitely attacked ours. This has been a huge one, and we see it's a huge one for a lot of people. So thank you for tuning in, and please, our reviews are pathetic. We have two.
Pretty much non-existent, guys.
We have two, one from me and one from Eric.
We need your help. And here's the thing, yeah. I learned recently is a lot of people don't understand, like, you can't just give us that 5-star rating. Yeah, we appreciate that, but we don't see it. We only see that when you do an actual written review. And it's only on Apple products. So if you don't have an Apple product, screenshot this, throw it up on your social media, tag Jesse, tag myself, and we will recognize you. But we love to know that you're listening.
Yeah, we really do. And we want to make sure that this podcast is reaching value. We want to get even more outside of our comfort zone and do more episodes, maybe even like the 1% type conversations on this podcast. But your guys' energy fuels us. So if you got any value whatsoever, please leave a 5-star rating and review and help us grow this thing. We really appreciate that.
Awesome, guys. Well, have an incredible weekend, and we'll see you next week with episode 2 of What Could Ruin Your Marriage.
Thanks for joining us on today's Macro Millionaire Podcast. Please be sure to subscribe and leave a millionaire review. Until next time, keep working toward the abundant life you deserve.